Okay, let's take a look at a little more searching, this time with our sense of hearing. Donna Poussant is director of the group Opportunities Unlimited for the Blind. And in one of her projects, dubbed Michigan Bird Brains, Donna's helping blind children and adults connect with nature. Donna joins us now. Explain how this works.
What I've been doing for the last 3 years is meeting monthly with a group at the University of Michigan Dearborn Environmental Interpretive Center. And we are in the classroom for an hour listening to sounds and comparing one bird's sound or call to another. And then the last hour of the class, we spend traveling the trails out in the natural area at the university listening for birds that we've learned to identify in the classroom. Now, we also go on a lot of field trips. We've done owl prowls and the hawk fest, and we've specialized in identifying, you know, different groups of birds.
How does that benefit these blind adults and children in a broader way?
Well, just recently I've come to say it's not about the birds. It's about getting blind and visually impaired people outside where they can relate to nature, where they can find some point of contact, in this case being the birds that they're listening for, to identify. And then I kind of use all kind of clues about the environment to help them understand what kind of bird it is. For example, if we're down by the lake, they might be hearing a belted kingfisher. If we're off in the woods, they might be hearing a tufted titmouse. Like, they wouldn't hear the same kind of birds in different environments, and they don't realize right off the bat that they're learning about habitat and ecology and how it all works together in the environment. They end up knowing that, and once they know about it, they care about it, and they want to do what they can to help preserve this wonderful environment that we have.
It also strikes me that as you describe camp experiences, trips to the Upper Peninsula, that has to help build confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin. When we go outside and travel the trails and identify the birds by hearing them, we're not having a classroom orientation and mobility lesson, but nevertheless, we're walking the trails, we're understanding where you put your cane to feel the edge of the trail, and things like that. So it's not a class, per se, on orientation and mobility, but they certainly gain those skills. They also gain personal confidence as they're able to learn and identify the different bird species by their songs and calls. This transfers to let them know blindness doesn't have to be a barrier in their lives for them to become good at many, many, many things and to follow their dreams and be whatever kind of professional, a parent, a teacher. They can grow up and do whatever they want.
And I'm sure that that's reinforced in the camp experiences that you'll be offering this summer. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, we have a couple kind of situations. We have residential camp here at what we call Camp Tuscmahita, which was originally named for the four senses we use besides sight, touch, smell, hearing, and taste. Ah. And we have developed a survival art camp, which we're going to be in the Traverse City area camping. And we're combining this survival camping experience with learning about the art that is available in this part of the state. And for us, that will look like not drawing and painting and looking at pictures per se, but finding things like sculpture and particularly maybe Native American ways of doing art. And, of course, we'll be finding some Petoskey stones. And the last week of camping here, we'll be doing something called Making Sense of Our Senses, where we're trying something new this year, and we are inviting sighted children to come and participate with blind children, and we're trying to get the ratio about half and half where we can come together and understand one another and how we do things by using our different senses.
Donna Poussant from Opportunities Unlimited for the Blind, thanks for talking with us.
Sure.